Blog Talk Radio.
Because we have LL Productions and we have Premise. Now, let me say a little bit about LL Productions. You know what? I'm not going to say nothing at all. I'm going to let her tell you all about herself once she comes on the show in just a few. She's totally an awesome individual. I look up to her, and once you guys really get to hear some feedback about her and what it is that she does and at the age that she is, that's totally a sign that a lot of us need to step up, okay, and do what we have to do. But before I go any further, I just want to give a shout-out to Green Studios New York. Awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, you guys remember I had them on the show a few weeks back, and I totally adore and love them. Shout-out to Green Studio, Jeffrey, and Lyris. I'm sitting in their studio right now actually recording the Intune show. What could be better than that? Nothing. So anyway, guys, you know, I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to let you guys see what LL Productions is all about. And you guys, give me a call in, 818-495-6975, and that's live, to voice your opinion, ask a question, or to talk about whatever's on your mind. So here we go. Here's Ghost.
Follow me into the ways of Tomorrowland. The music crew. Back in the days, you had religious followers. Nowadays, we got Twitter, nigga followers. Feed the heathens by the buzz, doing what tomorrow does. In Tomorrowland, damn, are we about to what? That's not a question mark,
nah.
That's an exclamation. And we the best, period, in the conversation. This is elevation, but the fellas hating. I got them hesitating like I got a comma waiting. From my birth to the day of expiration, I'ma build a heathen nation. Got a million heathens waiting, and we need no reparation. This is restoration. We don't give a damn about our bad reputation. Caucasians and African invasions and Latins. The gays and the straights are amazed when I rap for them. Shakespeare would capture them. Put them on my page. Now can I get an amen? Hey, let us all pray. Go.
Go.
picture is made. From the depths of Disturbia back to the beach, it's the HMC murderers letting our freak flag wave. If you heard of us, take it to the streets. I say, in the future, hit the future, take a peek. We may be the future that you seek. Uniquely producers of the music that you seek. We a beast, no A. Best T, go away. Yes, take away the S. Who we be will remain. The verses that I demonstrate penetrate any social network, no Timberlake. Literally, Twitter me, Facebook, Google me. Searching for the truth, then you see my face usually. Nothing they can do to me. Go.
Was by LL Productions, LL Productions again, and I was thinking it had me bopping in my seat. I was like, whoa, here we go, here we go. So we have some callers on the line, so let's take some calls. We're on, let's see, 757-214-3715. You're on the air with Miss P.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right.
Good. Tell us where you're from. And your name?
I'm from North of VA. My name is Nick.
Hey, Nick. How you doing tonight?
I'm all right. Hanging in there.
Hanging in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gave a call in to support LL Productions?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So do you work with her or are you just like family friend?
I work with her in another group called Forever. It's a gospel group, a local gospel group, and just wanted to support on air.
Definitely. I really appreciate that, but you have to connect to me now because now you know you gained my interest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah or yes? Which one is it?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm just pulling your leg. So you definitely have to follow up with me because I want to hear more about, you know, what you do. It sounds interesting to me. So you go around singing gospel?
Yes, ma'am. It's not like a choir type thing. It's more of a pop gospel, a diversified group, all type of races, just giving God the glory, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, and I love it. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 16.
OMG. Are you serious? We definitely have to be friends. You better go look me up on Facebook right now, inbox me ASAP, and let's definitely set up something where you and I can talk live. Is that cool?
That's cool.
Yay! So thank you so much for taking the time to support. I'm going to put you back on hold and enjoy the show, okay? I'll talk to you soon.
No doubt.
Okay, thank you. All right, guys, isn't that awesome? I mean, how many 16-year-olds that you can honestly say are out there promoting the Lord Jesus Christ? Really, he's definitely back on the show. We're making that happen. So we have on the line LL Productions. Hey, you, what's going on?
Hey, Miss P, what's up?
What's going on, beautiful?
I just heard my brother. I'm so happy. Oh, my goodness, my heart skipped. He called us on me.
Yes, I'm definitely feeling the fact that, you know, that you said that's your brother?
Well, he's not my brother. That's like my bestie,
right.
Dog. My
but he's your
friend.
Brother. Right, exactly, yeah. And I totally get that. And what I love about it is that how could you not have awesome people like yourself supporting you? You know, so I'm totally excited that he's tuned in tonight. I'm totally excited that I'm definitely gonna like look him up, and he better be looking me up as we speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I'm actually thinking about doing an article on him.
I think that would be an excellent idea.
He's a producer. Yeah.
That would be an excellent idea. So for those that don't know, because we kind of like not on the topic right now, but this is LL Productions right now, you know, and the song that we just played, Ghost, was actually one of her productions. And she's definitely a part of Off the Page magazine as one of the writers for those that don't know. So I'm looking forward to all that she has to offer. So definitely tell us a little bit about you so people can see how amazing you are.
All right. I'll start with my name. My full original name is Marissa Bumilayo-Uwaden, and I am 15 years old, and I've been inspired by so many people, and I just figured with my living circumstances, all I want to do is bless people and bless myself as well and get my name known and just glorify God in everything I do. And what I do is promote music. I promote positive movements and all of that. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So those positive moves, I mean, at 15, really, at 15, what was I doing? Let's see. At 15, I was sneaking out of the house. Okay, totally.
Okay,
I was totally
just,
I was looking at boys and trying to figure out how to sneak clothes out of the house in my book bag so I can change at school. I was
getting rid of my Barbie doll.
Let me tell you something. The reason why I'm even bringing this to the forefront is because for you to be 15 years old and really have your priorities and the things that you have going on at 15 is really awesome to me. And I think that I need to, like, really take a second to have the listeners really reflect on that, because there's people that are 15 times your age that are doing nothing right now as we speak and don't even know what to do with themselves in another 5 minutes from now. You know what I mean? So it's definitely, you know, a blessing for me to have the opportunity to even be able to come across such a spectacular individual like yourself, because at 15, like I said again, I was, like, sneaking out of the house, getting on punishment for, like, a month, wearing clothes I had no business wearing, and putting on eyeliner, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, what inspires you at 15? Yeah, like, what gives you that motivation is to stay focused on such, you know, this big picture that you have out there at 15?
Well, I mean, I've always been, like, a big dreamer, like, beyond a dreamer, like, think of stuff that's not even possible. And, like, I mean, to be honest, from where it really, really started, was on Twitter, and you know how a lot of musicians they get on Twitter and they promote their music by themselves. So I would listen to the music, and I'd be like, oh, man, this thing is bumping. And I'd be like, yo, everybody, y'all should listen to this. And I realized, like, those artists, they really appreciated it. So I decided, you know what, maybe I should do this for some money, since, you know, I need money in my pocket. And
definitely.
Because, like, I mean, to me, it's like I'm doing something that I love to do. It's fun to me. I love promoting music that I love. You know what I'm saying? I want it to be heard. Like, that's the main objective other than besides the money. But that's where I really got my inspiration. And then, like, people like you and, like, okay, my favorite singer. my favorite singer, her name is Carrie Hilson. And everyone knows who that is. And she's definitely one of those hard workers. And she's been working her tail off before she was my age. And, yeah, all the hottest female rappers, they probably started around this age, 14, 15. Yeah. So, I mean, I did a lot of research on celebrities and how they really did get through or how they really made it. Some people get there through connection. Some people actually work to get there. And I want to do it that way.
Exactly. So I know that you have a website. And I wanted you to kind of touch on that a little bit, because you and I have spoke, you know, previously about, you know, building those numbers and, you know, making people conscientious of your business per se. So just tell us really about, you know, what artists can look forward to and what people can look forward to as far as, like, you know, logging onto your site. You know, tell us about the site.
Okay. Well, the website is called legobuilt.webs.com. And it's pretty much a website where all the positive artists can register and they can connect with each other. This is where they get their collaborations with other positive artists. And it's actually for everyone, too, people that they can go to a reliable site and hear music that's positive. And I do extra stuff up there. I talk about everybody. Some artists you can look forward to. One of them is called Cypher Click. I'm really working on something big with them. Who else? Cypher Click, Shakespeare's Ghost, and Touche. And there's a whole lot more, like Nick, the guy you heard earlier. Definitely look out for him and our producer, John Boy. So it's a lot.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. So did you think at this age, at 15, that you would get to the degree that you are at this point? Because, again, I stress this, and I guess I'm going to stress this until we are done with this interview, that at 15, wow, really, really, 15. 15, guys, she's 15, and this is what she's doing. I mean, did you ever think that you could get this far? Is your family supportive, you know, with all that you do?
Mm-hmm. My mother is my mom. She's very, very supportive. Like, because I remember I started off, I just wanted to play basketball, and that's it. And that's what I've been doing. And then I kind of, like, whenever I change what I want to be when I grow up, she's very supportive. Like, she believes in me in every step. And, I mean, I really, because she believes in me, it's easier for me to take her advice. And she's probably the main reason why I'm able to do the things that I do. She's, like, my motivation to keep going. And, I just really love my mom, so shout out to her.
Shout out, Mom. We love you. Look, she doesn't even know. Did she know that you're my sister? Because I didn't know, don't think she's aware that she has a grown child, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I
mean,
she heard
about you.
I don't think that she actually knows that I'll be coming home for Christmas, you know? So we need to alert her ahead of time. Imagine somebody walk up like, hey, Mom, you know, and you're like 80.
Hey,
and
Mother.
And they're like, really?
Like, hey. I could picture that.
So what other activities do you do outside of school? Because I know you're currently in school, but outside of school, I know you have other projects. So tell us a little bit about those projects.
Like after school activities or...
Yeah, like, what do you do in general afterwards? I know you go, you have, like, a singing group, and, I mean, you're just doing so much, and, you know, I just want people to really get the overall picture of how awesome you really are.
I wish I wrote a list, but on Mondays, I go to my Christian group's practice forever, and on Thursdays, I work out, and then... After I work out, I take a shower, and then I go to my Leaders Club meeting at the YMCA. Shout out to the blocking heads and stuff. And what else should I do? I do a lot. I listen to other radio shows like this.
Definitely.
And, what else should I do? I do a lot. I can't even think how much I do. Of course, I'm forever online promoting. And I'm always up to listening to different music. I listen to so many genres. Like, I don't know what my partner is anymore. I'm still thinking it's house music. I have no idea. But,
right. So we have some callers online. And let's see, you know. I mean, we have a lot of callers online. I might have to have you on the show every day.
I was getting off online, yo.
So let me see. I'm going to just randomly pick a number. Let's see. You. You on the line with Miss T&LL Productions. How are you today? All right. Are you scared to talk to us tonight?
What's the number?
757-536-1841.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, hi. Did I wake you up now? Like, she blew up my spot.
Hello.
Now I have to say something.
Hello.
Who's on the line?
Christina.
You said Christina?
Hello, my other bestie.
Christina,
how are you tonight?
I'm good.
That's good. You call it from VA as well?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
She's also in forever. Just to throw that out there.
Oh, she's also in forever?
Mm-hmm.
Christina, listening.
Christina,
tell us about Forever, Christina.
It's a singing group that a lot of our friends is in, and it started within our school. And I'm in it with Marissa and Nick, the other person that was on the phone not too long ago. And it's a Christian-based group, and we have songs that we have wrote and sing.
That's so awesome, so awesome. So it seems like I have quite a few people that I'm going to have to follow up with. So, Christina, make sure you friend me on Facebook.
Okay, I will.
I'm going to get you in contact with everybody because I just met a lot of different people at my other friends that go to key school. Remember the picture I showed you?
Yeah.
To me, I sound so old. No, because I'm talking about something else. But I've met so many different visual artists that you would love, like, you wouldn't know what to do.
I wouldn't know what to do.
And then I also have, I can be like, man, this is everyone.
I might have to move to Virginia. That's what I might have to do, because if all these awesome people are on the line, and, you know, I might have to just, you know, move there, relocate. I want to be where all the awesome people are. You know, I thought it was in New York, but I might have to take a trip and then stay permanently.
No, you for real?
I mean,
you
for real?
I got some stories for you.
Okay,
yeah.
Definitely going to have to take a trip. But Christina, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to put you back on hold so you can listen to the rest of the show. All right, so she's awesome. Let me pick another random person. Caller, you on the air with Miss P and LL Productions. Say your name and where you're from. Hello, caller? 757-621-9534.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, caller. You on the air with Miss P and LL Productions. Your name?
Malaysia Pittman.
Hi, Malaysia. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So you calling in tonight to show support?
Yes.
Definitely. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm trying to get, like, some studio time and stuff because I'm trying to make it as a rapper.
Yep. So you rap, huh? How old are you?
I'm 16.
16. Why don't you spit something for me real quick?
Hi.
Yo, check it out.
Yeah, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready,
yeah.
Baby. Go for it.
I wasn't built like a body man. I was created. You sitting in your class getting humiliated. I'm MJP, and yes, I'm last. You know you had to go look at yourself, because I'm like that. At that T, you can ask my broski, and this is MLV. Don't mess with me, or you will get served. I'll eat your flesh like you're my third.
All right.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. Let me find out. Hold
on. Okay, let me find out. Okay, let me find out. A girl, really? I love it. You're really talented. Keep up the good work, and thank you for calling in and supporting tonight. Okay. Thank you. Okay, caller 757-383-5187. You on the line with Miss P and Marissa?
Hello.
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 Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
I'm
great.
Well,
is this Morgan? Who is this?
Christina.
I'm sorry. Who's on the line, Leslie?
This
is
Christina. Okay. Hi,
it's Marissa.
Hey, sis. Now, this is
Hello.
My sister's girlfriend.
Oh, okay. So tell us a little bit about you.
I'm 21 years old. I've been dating her sister for about a year and a few months now, and I just wanted to listen, you know, because she told me that she was having her little interview, and I just wanted to support her and let her know that I was just really proud of everything that she's doing. That's all.
Yeah, and we're really proud of you for giving a call in and being having the courage to talk to me live on the air. So we
okay,
thank you.
Very much.
Can
thank
I put
you
on
for calling in.
You're welcome.
She sings. Just this.
Oh, you can sing, huh? You was holding that back for me?
Oh, I'm not. It's not about me. It's about Marissa.
Oh, no. It's about you right now because I have you on the line, okay? So you don't come on my show telling me what it's about. It's about you right now, okay? So say something for me.
Oh, Lord, you're going to catch me. Y'all put me on the spot now.
Come on now. You know me. I put people on the spot. Just and I got everybody on the line scared. Like, let me hang up.
All right, well.
Everybody's probably going to start hanging up now.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Okay. Oh, Lord. I just had the song in my head. Y'all just made me so nervous I forgot. All right. Let me think. Lord, Marissa,
right.
I'm gonna get you for this.
And the same with you.
Oh, Lord. I don't know, Marissa, you pick a song. I can't pick a one.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Oh, okay.
For real.
All right. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I loved it. Yes, that was definitely beautiful. I love your voice, and you should not be afraid to use it. Always use your voice. You are a woman, and we are powerful people, so never, ever take that away from yourself. And if you are really passionate and true to yourself, then it should never, ever be a problem to ever just blow because you can, okay? So I appreciate you tuning in. And friend me on Facebook because I have to follow up with you with the Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. You're not finished with me yet.
All right,
honey. Thank you for tuning in. Yeah, so definitely, Marissa, you are definitely surrounded by some great people, and I'm definitely feeling that. I love it. You know, you come with like a full package.
Yeah, I need to shout out my team real quick.
You need to do
if
that.
You don't mind. Yes.
No, get busy.
Shout out to Kaylin and shout out to Corey. Those are twins, and they're both photographers for Team LLP, LL Promotion. And they will be helping me with my section of the magazine. So I want y'all to be aware of that. And also, shout out to Devante. He's my graphic designer. And I'm looking for more, actually. So this register to my website, www.legobuilt.web.com, and contact me there and let me know if you're interested. And, yeah. Okay, I'm done.
Definitely. So just tell everybody basically again, just give us a rundown about where we can find you, the social networks and stuff of that nature.
You definitely find me on Facebook. I'm forever on it. Marissa, that'll be M-A-R-Y-S-A space Lego, L-E-G-O space Pope, P-O-P-E. And you follow me on Twitter at Shoddy Lego, T-H-E-E. Shawtylego. And if you didn't catch that, listen to the show again on the radio, online.
That's right, because the show will be archived. So I thank you so much, my love, for just taking the time to grant me some of your wisdom and some of your talent, and definitely be embraced by your energy. I love you immensely, and I look forward to all that has to come with you and myself.
Thank you.
I can't wait either. I'm actually not even in my own studio. I'm actually in Green Studio, New York, and they're definitely letting me just take over their studio for the time being to talk to you. And I just wanted to give them another big shout-out for the love. And then from this interview, I'm definitely about to go into photography mode because they're actually shooting me as soon as this interview is done. So I'm definitely excited, and I'm definitely like I don't know, there's no words. I'm definitely feeling overwhelmed with all the love tonight. So but you came first, baby. So I made sure that I had you on before I got all caught up in my mission.
Appreciate
definitely. So thank you so much for calling in and giving us a little bit of your time. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
I love you too. Okay.
All right. Have a good night. Thanks,
good night.
Everyone. Thanks, everyone, for calling in and supporting. Definitely a good look. And we look forward to all your support for Author Page Magazine. We look forward to all the love because she's definitely going to be all over it So, you know, show love, not just for me, just for her, for LL Productions, because she's going to be real big before you know it. Talk to you soon,
great,
my baby.
All right, love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
So I'm definitely feeling all the love for Virginia State. Definitely has shown me their true colors, which is nothing but love. So if anyone ever say anything about negative about Virginia, I would definitely fight them, because Virginia definitely held it down tonight and showed nothing but love for LL Productions. So thank you guys for all the like team spirit and, you know, showing love and singing and rapping and doing all those awesome things that you do. Make sure you tune in and, you know, to the show here and there when you can. And also make sure you find me on Facebook for all those that's out there connected to Marissa and definitely have something to offer to the world. I always want to connect to you guys. So we have up next on the show, Primus. So I'm definitely looking forward to speaking to him in a sec. But until then, let's just kind of play a song.
Yes, the era of the whack MC is done. The world is shifting beneath our feet. We can't stop. We gotta go.
I feel the shift.
I can sense it in the wind. Don't try to fight it. That's like in the wind. The vibration's in our favor once again. Once and for all. Yes, y'all. It doesn't matter who's best dressed, y'all. They got styles, but they ain't mastered them at all. I delight in when the devil takes a fall. Answering the call to get your asses off the wall. And in gear, revolution time is here. We in the era where confusion wipes clear. No fear, just love, power, and sound minds. Eliminate the mess, the stress, cowards, and foul rhymes. Confident, it's evidence that it's our time. It's not a game, cause I'm throwing up the peace sign. Ride the wind as it travels through the season. What's the reason? Our freedom. Go. The world keeps spinning, so I'ma keep winning. The rhythm that I'm sending, make ya go. The world keeps spinning, so I'ma keep winning. The rhythm that I'm sending, make ya go. The world keeps spinning, so I'ma keep winning. The rhythm that I'm sending, make ya go. The world keeps spinning, so I'ma keep winning. Tell her where I'm from the go.
Ayo. Patience is a virtue. Covered by protection, there is nothing that can hurt you.
Ooh, hear me when I'm coming through. Wise, not doing what the dumb will do. True. Words were never spoken. News reporters ready pen. They start quoting. The words are coming fast. I'm sitting in slow motion. The word is a healer, like ibuprofen or Motrin. But more realer, I'm serving up a portion. All this fake mess has been blown out of proportion. Abated like an abortion. Twisted like a contortion. You don't fit. I'm not forcing anything upon the masses of these slack lanes. They just pawns in the middle of this rap game. Snake eyes in the middle of a crap game. And they got a whack name. Go. The world keeps spinning, so I'ma keep winning. The rhythm that I'm sending, make it go. The world keeps spinning, so I'ma keep winning. The rhythm that I'm sending, make it go. The world keeps spinning, so I'ma keep winning. The rhythm that I'm sending, make it go. The world keeps spinning, so I'ma keep winning. Tell them where I'm from the go. Go, 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 go. The world keeps spinning, so I'ma keep winning, winning, winning.
Paula, you on the line with Miss P?
This is Precise Manager with Daniel Drake 4.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. So I just played Go. I'm feeling that.
Thank you.
No, seriously. I mean, I have the shoulders going. I mean, I don't know. You don't know me, but at the same time, it's just like, you know, that's my way of dancing because I can't dance. So the shoulder move is my favorite move, okay? So when you have my shoulders going, that means that it's an awesome song.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit of... Right, thank you so much for sharing that with us tonight. I just wanted to say, you know, thank you for, you know, the whole, like, reschedule thing with the show and everything. I just wanted to say that really, really appreciate you for, you know, being understanding to all of that at that moment in my life. It was kind of like a little crazy, and I needed to make a little changes, and I'm sorry that you got caught up in the interim of that.
That's no problem, no problem, no problem. You know, people, you know, people got things that, you know, lives are busy, you know, people's lives are busy, you know, right?
Definitely. So tell us about yourself. I mean, I wanted to know, how did you come up with the name?
His name is me. He got that from acronym that Guru from Gangsta, he used to go by, which is precisely the right rhyme.
Oh, okay. Who am I speaking with?
You speak to his manager.
Oh, this is Ray Dell. Okay. I thought I was on the line with him, actually. So this must be him.
Yes.
Is this you? Are you on the air with me now?
This is precise. I was wondering when you were going to get around to talking to me, you know.
Definitely. I have the manager now, and I have the artist, actually. So now I'm definitely on point now because I'm definitely like, okay, who am I speaking with? I'm not speaking to the actual artist. Okay,
it's a pleasure to be on your show. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you as well.
For sure.
I'm totally excited to have you on the show, definitely. I'm
excited to be on, just doing some rehearsal for our event on the 22nd. To answer your question about where I got my name from, Riddell actually got it right. It was from a gangster song called Precisely the Right Rhyme. So, you know, mm-hmm. I used to call myself Steel, but Precise kind of stuck with me and felt something a little better.
Right, definitely. I like it because to me, when I hear that name or even just look at the word on paper, it's just definitely something that says that it's on point and it's right, direct. And I don't know if that's really what it stemmed from when you decided to, you know, take that name on. But when I hear it, I like it because it kind of shows me that this person is directly hitting on the point of what they're, you know, it's not like a whole long, drawn-out thing. So I like it because it's just... it's to the point. So that's definitely a good look for you. I love it. It's just like Miss P, to the point. Three letters. Don't take much to write that.
Right. You don't have to fail, you know, fail checking.
Right.
Don't have to
right. There's no spell check for that. There's no spell check for Miss P. Although,
right.
If I may add, there are people that do spell my name MRSP. And I'm like, how did you get MSP?
Maybe you're married. Maybe
I'm
married.
Not, but don't assume that, though. Don't freaking... that's like cursing at me. Don't freaking assume that I'm married, guys. That's all I'm saying. For all the listeners, you know...
Being married is like cursing at you?
Yes, it is. For me, at this point in my life, yes, it is. Don't do it. You know, don't do it. Don't call me Mrs. P, because that's not, you know...
Oh,
that's not cool right now.
I will never call you Mrs. P, ever.
Thank you so much for that, okay? Because I'm like, I'm only 13 years old. Like, what do I look like being married, you know? I'm 13. No.
What? I'm like, hello, time to get off this bus. 13 years old. What questions does a 13-year-old have for a rap artist?
All right, so... now you guys get to see my warped sense of humor. Let's get back to the show.
Right. I was like, hello, there's Mars. Right, back to Earth.
Right. So definitely, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
Well, I'm an MC from the South Side of Chicago. I've been doing it for over a decade now. I started off with a group called New Birth, which consisted of myself, Ideal, and he rest in peace, and Creole, the individual. Wow, just from the perspective of where I come when I rhyme, it really has more to do about raising vibrations and actually pointing in the direction of expanding your mind and being able to tap into your greatness. So that's the reason why I use it, because I want to be able to be a catalyst or just be a consistent voice to what it means to raise your vibration and get in tune with the universe overall. And make things happen.
Whoa, that was deep. What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
I love Capricorns. Are you married?
I am not.
Okay, well, then you and I are officially about to get married, okay? And I just said that I wasn't going to get married, but what you just said kind of, like, set the stage for that right there. So now you have me rethinking. That's all I'm saying. So think about it. Let me know if I need to go ring shopping by tomorrow, okay?
Definitely. No, I think I'll go shopping for the ring. You know, you'll get to pick your own ring.
Man. All right, cool. Have it your way, Mr. Capricorn. Okay, so who are you currently working with right now? What artists are you currently working with?
Well, right now I'm part of an ensemble by the name of Just That Fam 365, and we showcase arts and entertainment all year round. We do an event every month called the CGX, the Creative Group Experience, which is basically a show that's comprised of live art, painting, dancing, singing, rapping, all under 60 minutes, you know. So it's a real powerful show. We have one coming up on the 22nd of December at Jokes and Notes. So we're really excited about that. Tickets are $10. If you need tickets, you can hit me up. You know, Eddie Lamar, well, I'll spell it out for you later, eddielamar@gmail.com, or justfm365@gmail.com. So that's what I'm working with right now. I'm also working on my solo project, which is called It's On Me, and a mixtape that's called Ladies Love Mixtape.
Oh, Lady Loves Mixtape. That's interesting.
Right.
That is really interesting. All right, so touching on that a little bit, because, you know, you just really sparked my interest. Really elaborate a little bit about that mixtape. What's going to be on it? Is it going to cater to just, like, the power of a woman, or, like, what?
Well, actually, the perspective I'm coming from is from a relationship, from the start of a relationship to the start of a relationship, if that makes sense, what I'm saying. So basically taking the course of a relationship over 7 days or 7 months or 7 weeks, whatever it may be, represents those points in time, you know, that we all have in relationships. So From the time that you meet to when you have your first argument to, you know, when you had sex for the first time, all of that. So that's the concept of that mixtape right there.
Well, I need to have that ASAP. So as soon as that all comes together, I definitely need that because... I'm sorry, go ahead, baby.
No, go ahead. That should be dropping in February.
Well, I'm going to be looking forward to that big time because, you know, anytime it has anything to do with a woman... Because I'm kind of like liberal rights over here, like give us liberty or give us death for women, you know, because it's a male-dominated, this is like really a male-dominated, you know, field, this whole entertainment world, you know, honestly.
Yeah,
and in general,
it
can be. And that's why, you know, I take strides and pride as well as like being out there in the forefront for women in general, because it's just something that some women just don't have the balls to do, you know, and I'm not going to allow any man, even my husband, meaning you, to hold me back.
See, that's the thing. We can't be ruled by fear. We got to be ruled by something much greater than fear, and that's that connection that you have to the universe, to God, however you want to put that, just being able to express yourself out of there and then connecting with somebody on that level. You know,
definitely.
That's how I see that, right?
Actually, and is it like you're really, really, really like on it? You're on it, and I love it. I love it.
Well,
you know,
go ahead, sister.
No, I'm just saying that I talk to a lot of people, like daily, whether it's on the show, whether it's in person, or whatever. And a lot of people don't have the same perspective as you do or speak as deeply as you do. So I definitely wanted to just take my hats off to you for, you know, the things that you have, you know, shown me thus far. I love it. So keep it up.
Well, you're welcome. I don't know how to what to say. Welcome. Wow.
Why are you so shocked behind that? Tell me. I'm listening.
All right. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, We're doing this all year round. We do arts and entertainment all year round. So I guess when I'm having conversations with people, I'm really coming from that perspective, whatever it is that we're doing and expressing to the public, you know, through the music, through the painting, through the art, everything.
Right. I love it. So tell me, definitely, when did you get started with all of this, though? Like, how long have you been actually doing this?
Well, I would say seriously, when I really got serious about it, it was like 2000. So I've been doing this for a while, at least, like I said, over a decade, where I understood and actually moved to the point where to recognize that, you know, there's certain things that you have to have in order to get things moving, you know, along with your good intentions.
Absolutely.
Right.
I feel you. I'm definitely doing. I do feel blessed to have had the opportunity tonight to actually talk to you because, you know, you never know what to expect until you actually have a conversation with someone. And that's why I kind of really firmly believe in that don't judge a book by its cover thing.
Right, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, sometimes certain situations kind of lead me to believe that everyone speaks the same way, thinks the same way, do the same things. But then it comes around where there's an individual like yourself that I have the opportunity to converse with where you can definitely see a difference. And it makes me, it you know, it brings to me like more, it's inspiring. Let's just say it's inspiring altogether. So I really am grateful for your voice tonight. So, again, thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate that. I mean,
definitely.
Like I said, this is a great opportunity. I mean, I appreciate the opportunity to be able to come here and express myself and talk about the things that we're doing and talk about how precise I've always created and all of that. I mean, it's truly a blessing, so thank you.
No, that's always it's an open invitation,
you know,
on the Intune Show.
Now, excuse me for not doing my research properly, but where's your show? Where you broadcast it from?
I'm in Yonkers, New York, Westchester County.
Okay, word up. What's up, Yonkers?
What's up, Chicago?
Yeah.
Without Chicago in the house, you know?
Right.
I mean, I've been blessed enough to have people like yourself from Chicago. I've interviewed people from Afghanistan. That's how, like, it's just, like, so deep to me what I do because, you know, you're making connections with people all around the world. So I'm definitely, like, taking my hats off to all those people that kind of put this whole radio stream live online thing together because whoever came up with that was absolutely a genius because it gets to bring you closer to people like yourself. Yes, definitely. So tell us, you said you have a few products coming up, and I heard you announce earlier that you have some tickets and stuff like that. Reiterate again to the public and those that's listening in that's actually located in VA or around that perimeter where they can, you know, what you have going on.
Well, definitely. Well, the main thing we have going on right now, once again, as I said before, I'm a part of a part-time ensemble by the name of Just FM 365. And the website is justfm365.com. We do an event every month that's called the CGX, the Creative Group Experience. Consists of live art, painting, dancing, singing, acting. I mean, it's a great production, and it's done all in 60 minutes or less. So right now we have an event coming up on the 22nd of December at Jokes and Notes Comedy Club. I mean, this comedy club, Bernie Mac is there on this stage, Monique, Leon Rogers, just a host of great comedians throughout the United States. And it's a privilege for us to be there doing that. We're selling tickets. If you're in the Chicago area on the 22nd, actually come to Chicago. Just come to Chicago for the show. It's good enough. You know, it's a great show. Come to Chicago, have an experience. The tickets are $10. Once again, it's your Joke to Know, 4641 South King Drive. And it's on the 22nd of December. Thank you so much for letting me do this. Thank you. Yeah.
No, that's definitely okay. And also, just to kind of put it out there, I want you to just tell people also, where can they find your music? Where could they, you know, the social networks and stuff like that? Because I'm definitely into bringing people together.
For sure. Now, if you want to find me on Twitter, My Twitter is at precise, P-R-E-C-I-S-E underscore chi, C-H-I. You can hit me there. If you Google precise Chicago hip-hop, I'll definitely come up. You'll be able to find all my other sites. I have a precise fan page on Facebook. And my email is precisemusic, M-U-V-I-C, at gmail.com. So you can send me some beats. I need beats, you know what I'm saying? Everything. I make different collabs, all of that.
Definitely. And it's just totally good music. I'm loving it. I'm digging it. And it's all on my iPod, so it's definitely going to be in rotation on the show.
All right.
That's
the best compliment right there on your iPod.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everything don't make it to Miss T's iPod now, but you know, I have my things, and the music has to be talking about something that I could relate to in order for it to make it on the iPod. Because people feel that they have talent, and I don't try to take anything from anybody. But the point is, it's just like the people that's out there that's already established, like the big celebs, you know, like they don't always make songs that I like. So those songs don't go on my iPod. So we pick and choose what needs to be where we would need it to be. So that's definitely what happens. I'm not going to sit here in front tonight and act like every song people send me is on my iPod. Heck no.
Yeah, you only got to live in about a room on using wisely.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So, you know, continue to, you know, always keep me posted, keep me updated to what's going on in your life and what's new, whether you got, you know, a ring or not. I definitely need to know that because then that way I can go get my dress for our wedding.
What's your ring
family
size?
Exactly. My ring size is 7.5, okay?
I know you knew that.
Also, I also wanted to say to you, how come we're not friends on Facebook? Make that happen as soon as you can, please.
Definitely, I'll do that.
Definitely. Sure. I appreciate it. And then definitely always post on my page. Always, you know, let me know what the hell is going on. Keep me in the loop at all times because at this duration of time, I don't want it to just end here, you know, as it just like a brief interview. I want it to continue so that way we can continue to uplift and empower one another.
Right.
Always keep me connected. And anytime you want to come on the show to talk about anything, it could be the days of the week. Just definitely keep me posted on that so we can make it happen.
On Monday. Speaking of that, I actually do a program called Sunday Speak. That's something that will be on SM TV. You know, come on, we talk about specific topics for the day, you know, whatever's going on in the community, just things like that. So it's something that's growing, and, you know, once again, just thank you for allowing me to be here to talk about, you know, what we do, what the site does, what Just FM does. It's a great thing.
Yes, it's never, ever, ever a problem, never, ever a problem. Like I said, you know, I have love for everybody, and I want to just see everyone grow as a whole, because what's missing in this world is the fact that people lose sight of without, you know, helping another, how could you really, like, get where you need to get to. And I know that people say they don't need people, but that's a lie. We all need someone because that's how we build. That's how we make it. That's how we live, you know. So people need to stop losing sight of that whole, like, I'm in the world by myself and it's all about me attitude and really start to uplift and embrace the individuals that surround them and support them because it's only going to come back to you in the end. And that's how we all become fruitful and multiply.
That's real.
So
Wow. You're
more than welcome to be a part of the show at any time that's feasible for yourself.
Sure, thank you. Make sure I get a copy of this show. That was something powerful you just said.
It's archived. So as soon as you friend me, I will definitely send you the link, and then, you know, people can just Google the entry show with precise, and it would just come up. So don't worry about a copy of the show. The show is definitely archived. It's definitely there, and it will definitely be accessible to you whenever, and for those that your supporters, your family members, whatever, they could always relate by just Googling the MC show with Precise, and it will definitely come up.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the MC show tonight. I'm actually not even in my studio. I'm hogging someone else's studio. I'm actually in Green Studio, New York. And they were nice enough, because I'm here with them tonight, to let me use their studio to actually go live with you guys tonight. So I'm definitely grateful. So big shout out to Green Studio New York. for allowing me to stay on schedule with the Intune show and with Precise and LL Productions. It's really a great feeling. I'm about to do a photo shoot Precise because I don't know if you know, but I have a magazine launching sooner than later.
Okay,
so
what's the name
of
the magazine?
It's called Off the Page Magazine.
Off, you said Off the what?
Off the Page Magazine.
Off the Page Magazine?
Yes.
Okay, word, okay.
So definitely look out for that. Your manager knows all the details and stuff about that, so have him powwow with you about that. But definitely, let's stay connected, because as long as we're connected, you'll always know what's happening with me, and I always know what's happening with you, okay? No one's ever out of
the
loop.
I'm
sorry?
Name of the game.
That's
the
name
of
the
game.
Definitely the name of the game. So wish me luck on these pictures I'm about to take, Precise, because I had two pina coladas, okay, through this whole interview. Okay?
Oh, you're
going to
have
wish
a great photo shoot. You'll have a great photo shoot.
Thank you, husband.
Sure.
Did you cross your fingers and your toes, husband? That's all I need to know, because now my name is Mrs. P. And then it's
right,
like a double, it's like a double thing, because look, Precise and Precious. You see how that goes together?
Yeah, it's like P and P, like, yeah.
P and P, baby, P and P.
Word.
Definitely. So you have a wonderful night, Precise. I really appreciate you coming out there again. And does anybody want to give a shout-out to real quick before we end the show?
Just a shout-out to my kids, a shout-out to Yonkers, a shout-out to Green Studio, a shout-out to everybody supporting me, Just Flow, Unique, Light Skin, Jay Ryan, Marissa, because everybody, you know, shout-out everybody. Shout-out the world.
That's right. Shout out to the world at large, because we are about to take it over like Pinky in the Brain, okay? Pinky in the Brain.
Right. I'll be a brain.
That's right. So you definitely look out for me. Friend me ASAP so I can send you the link once it all, you know, comes together and everything. And then that way people that miss the show can definitely tune in at any time, okay? So it's nothing
awesome.
But love for you, baby. You have a good night,
same here,
okay?
You too,
keep
young
doing
lady.
What
cheese.
You do. All right, now, Precise. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Peace.
Yeah, guys, so that was LL Productions, and that was Precise. Totally two awesome, great interview tonight. I'm totally, totally excited that I had the opportunity due to Green Studios New York. Again, if you guys don't know, it's greenstudionewyork.com. Look them up. They're wonderful. They're awesome. And if you don't really know the history about Green Studio, definitely look in the archive file, Intune Show, Green Studio. Look it up. Be in the loop. Don't be lost. And that's what the Intune Show is all about, keeping people, like, in tune to the world around them. Because if you stay in that closed space and don't really put yourself out there and meet awesome people like I know, then you're missing out. So drop all those losers that's doing nothing every day, really. It's not the pina coladas talking now. It may be a little bit, but definitely, definitely, if you're around people that are not inspiring, uplifting, empowering, then you need to think about the people that you're around, and you definitely need to reevaluate yourself and start trying to revamp your way of thinking, because all I want to do for the next couple of years or the next couple of lifetimes is just definitely be around people that are definitely where you are, and that's how you make it in this world. And two, next time, guys, tomorrow night, tune in to the Intune Show. Miss P, your girl, is over and out. Have a good night, babies.